We say no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
No. Another way people complain to inspire Indy is to complain about another person's performance as a way of implying that they could do better. Someone might say, that woman that runs the condo board is a total idiot. You wouldn't believe what she's done now. Translation, if I were head of the condo board, everything would be great. Or, my boss is so dense, he changed everything just as we were getting started, meaning that nobody knows what the heck is going on. Translation, if I were in charge at work, things would run better. People complain about other people as a way of inspiring envy. He's always late means, hey, did you notice? I'm always on time. She keeps her car so messy. Translates to, hey, did you notice how clean I always keep my car? In other words, let me complain to you about how inferior someone else is as a way of trying to make myself look superior by comparison. Here's the bad news. When it comes to complaining to inspire envy in others, it may seem to work. That is, you may get attention from other people by complaining, but it doesn't translate into these people thinking you're superior. In fact, and this is surprising, a recent study found that the exact opposite is true. Psychologists asked a group of students to pair off. One student in each pair was to complain for several minutes about a third student who wasn't even present. The students were coached on specific behaviors to complain about, such as, she's always dominating the conversation, or he seems like a phony. The other student in each pair was simply to listen to the complaining student. After 10 minutes of the experiment ended and the complaining students left, they went home. The students who had listened to the complaints were given a short survey asking them to describe their impressions of the student they had just heard complain. Now remember, people who complain are attempting to differentiate themselves from the person they are complaining about. They are complaining about specific traits in another person so that you will notice that they're different, superior by comparison. The shocking thing was, as I said, the exact opposite turned out to be the case. When a person complained about someone always dominating the conversation or seeming like a phony, the student hearing these complaints actually ascribed those very same negative attributes to the person complaining. To put it bluntly, if you complain to another person that someone is an obnoxious jerk, they don't see you as a nice guy by comparison. Instead, they see you as the obnoxious jerk. If you complain about being sloppy, people are going to start seeing you as being sloppy. Unfortunately, complaining to inspire envy by trash-talking someone else does not make you seem superior. It makes you look inferior, and this just adds to the real problem, insecurity. People who feel fine with their status don't seek to impress others. People who are secure don't feel the need to point out others' shortcomings so that they'll look better by comparison. Only those who feel insecure in themselves seek the validation of lauding their good fortune over others to exploit others' perceived defects. Man, as I say this, I just feel like, blah. Because like I said, complaining to inspire envy, this is one of my two dominant motives for chronic complaining. I complained to inspire envy in others because deep down I was a pretty insecure dude. Again, not something I'm proud of, but I've studied myself and others over the years. I've realized that we're all the result of a recipe. Here's what I mean. I have a good friend whose parents had a healthy love and appreciation for each other, and they shared their love with him and his brothers and sisters. My friend was lavished with love and appreciation as a child. His parents took an active interest in him. His dad attended all of his ball games. His mom and dad trusted him and encouraged him. He always knew that if he was up against the wall, his home and his family were safe havens. Each of these things, a loving family, supportive environment, sense of security, all contributed to who this person is today. They were ingredients when mixed together in the proper proportions produced him. And he's a happy, confident, stable, secure individual. He's humble, but not self-deprecating, and he'd never complain to inspire someone to envy him. He doesn't feel inferior, so there's no reason to act superior. Well, if the recipe for my friend was a loving family, supportive environment, and a strong sense of security, then the opposite of those things and those ingredients would create a very different recipe, right? A critical and angry family, discouraging environment, and lack of feeling safe and secure would yield a very different person. And that's pretty much the home I grew up in. My friend with the supportive family grew up secure in himself. I grew up insecure in myself. It's not a disease. We're both the product of recipes, and what I've discovered is that there are a whole lot more people who struggle with some level of insecurity, like me, than there are those who are lucky enough to have been born into a stable and loving home and had childhoods leaving them feeling secure, confident, and loved most of the time. So, is there a way out of insecurity? Is it possible if you've been raised in a negative, abusive environment, to change your feelings of self-worth? Can you begin to see yourself differently if significant people in your past have told you that you're no good or stupid or incompetent? The good news is, the answer is yes. Several years ago, our family adopted a dog that had wandered onto our property. She was some sort of a lab Irish setter mix. We named her Ginger. Ginger had obviously been abused as a puppy because she was very skittish. We fed her for days before she would let anyone near her. Finally, Ginger let my wife and then my daughter, who was 4 at the time, begin to pet her. When they did, Ginger cowered at first, afraid that they might hit her. Then over time, Ginger relaxed more and more with the girls. But, you know, it took almost a year before she let me come near her. Obviously, the person who had been cruel to Ginger had been a man. But over time, she came to not only accept me, but to love me. She would often run up to my car when I pulled into the yard and then dash excitedly around in circles until I got out to pet her. You see, Ginger felt unsafe and insecure because she had obviously been beaten in her previous home. Who could blame her? Now, with time and patience and love, she began to feel safe and secure, and she changed. The same is true for a person who struggles with insecurity. Enough time, love, and patience can change things. If your complaints are triggered by insecurity, that is, a need to inspire envy in others, I'm going to help you diminish that need for outer approval. If to inspire envy isn't your main reason for complaining, you'll develop an understanding for people who, out of their insecurity, complain for that reason. Insecure means without security. Without foundation. An insecure person doesn't feel that they have a safety net in the form of people who will love and support them no matter what. A person who struggles with insecurity should seek to build a solid foundation for themselves. What does that mean? For a lot of people, it starts with spiritual faith. It doesn't matter so much what religion you're involved in, so long as one of the dominant beliefs is that God or your higher power or whatever loves you, accepts you, and will always forgive you. An insecure person is someone who doubts his or her value, and a belief in a God that completely loves and will be with you no matter what is a strong underpinning for a feeling of greater security in your life. The second thing is to extricate people from your life who make you feel unsafe. Get them out. People who look for your flaws and point them out to you. People who always remind you of mistakes you've made in the past. People who make you doubt yourself. They gotta go. They got to go. Your emotional health is far too important to keep letting people stab you with little knives. If you struggle with insecurity, chances are you've attracted to you some people who love to tell you what's wrong with you. Do everything you can to get these people out of your life. Limit your contact with them or draw healthy boundaries when you're with them so that they don't have access to your buttons. If you can't stop being with them altogether, see them as little as possible. And if they start pointing out your flaws, don't get engaged. Just change the subject. So, to increase a sense of security, develop a connection with a higher power that loves you. Avoid people who want to reinforce your already negative self-image. And finally, look for evidence of your own worth. Here's an exercise that's worked well for me and many others. Make a list of things you've accomplished in your life. And more importantly, make a list of things you've overcome. You know, you are a lot more strong, capable, and amazing than you ever dreamed possible. You need to step into the power of what you've accomplished and overcome. Remember what Oprah said to that young woman from her audience? She said, "Don't believe you're less than me or anybody, because you're not. Get a journal and begin to write out what's good about you." I've done this for years, and at first, it was kind of tough. I was so convinced of my lack of worth that it was a struggle to find the good stuff. But it's there. It's in all of us if we look for it, and it's in you too. Right at the top of the page, what's great about me is, and add to that list every day. Now, why do we do this? Because you've bought into the negative assessments of yourself from other people. Probably more than that, you've taken in the pain of their harsh words, their criticisms, and their rejections. You need to build a case, plain and simple, that these people were wrong. You need to create a strong internal understanding that this was their issue, not yours. Now, have you made mistakes in your life? Sure. Have you done things that you're not proud of? Probably. Most people have. Becoming secure with yourself is coming to understand that you are part of the human condition. Some of the people you think most have it all together are struggling the most to keep it all from falling apart. Don't buy the lie that you're the only person who struggles with a lack of self-worth. Everyone does from time to time. Many people who struggle with insecurity are comforted and somewhat healed when they discover they're not unique, especially when they find out that some of their idols have faced challenges with insecurity. Realizing that insecurity is part of the human condition lets a person relax, and this lack of stress opens them up to become more safe, more comfortable, and more secure. You want to shine a light on the good things about you. And you know, often the best light is a pen. What I mean is, taking time to journal and write stuff out is the surest way to illuminate your path. Work out where other people's assessments of you were wrong. Make a list of all the good things about you and add to it every day. Now, what do you do with people who complain to inspire envy? That is, to get praise. The answer is really simple. Praise those people proactively. For example, if someone comes to you to complain because a coworker is always late, compliment that person for always being on time. It's what they want. If someone complains, "Joe never helps around here," you respond with, "You know what I admire about you, Carol? You're always so helpful." A child might complain, "Mommy, Savannah won't share." Mom's response should be, "You know what I love about you so much, Ian? you always share with others. Compliment the opposite. Remember, too, that especially in adults, a person who complains to inspire envy is probably a pretty insecure individual. You can get this person to stop complaining and at the same time address this person's core issue by making sure you praise him or her frequently. You know, the truth is some people just need more praise than others. And praising a person is a cheap price to pay so that you don't have to listen to them complain all the time. So, homework. As always, switch your bracelet with every complaint and always know what day you're on. By the way, people often ask, how do I know what day I'm on? These are usually people who have yet to make it past day one. Trust me, once you make it to day two and beyond, you are so excited and aware of what day you're on, you'll usually remember. So switch your bracelet with each spoken complaint. And second, get a journal or notepad and write at the top of the page, what's great about me is, and add 10 things every day. Oh, and they have to be 10 different things every day. What's great about me is my smile, my ability to get along with others, my creativity, etc. 10 different things every day so that when we get together next, you should have quite a list. I mean, 70 or more great things about yourself. And listen, sincerely, great work today. I'm really proud of you. Proud of you for hanging in there. Proud of you for doing the work. You are already an inspiration to your family and friends, and you are going to do great. Remember, both the video and audio of each of these lessons gets released at the same time. Watch the video a time or two, but listen to the audio as often as you can. And watch your inbox for our next lesson. Be sure to post comments and questions below, and I will answer them all personally. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your life transformation. It is such an honor. And until I see you again, remember to become complaint-free, choose happiness, and serve others. Enjoy today. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.